Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Remember, our WhatsApp hotline number is 063-688-0959. You'll find us on SMS 36959. And you can listen to us on channel 861 on DSTV, or you can simply call us 086-000-00959. And keep up with the socials on X at Kaya On Air. The hashtag KayaBiz is what you use to reach out to us. And at this hour, we continue talking about what's making waves in the market and financial news. So this time we talk about privatizing power. Is it a solution to South Africa's electricity crisis? Well, Adil Ntshabeleng is our guest. He's an energy expert. We've seen suggestions that municipalities struggling to keep the lights on should possibly look at local municipalities turning to private companies for help. Well, what are the pros and cons of this? Energy expert Adil Ntshabeleng, a very good evening.
Good evening, Tebiso. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Lovely.
So, let me just start with where we are legislatively. We've seen SAIPA say municipalities should appoint private companies on a concession basis to renew municipal infrastructure and manage the whole electricity function in terms of long-term contracts. So we'll come down to that, but I want to look at where we are. We have seen legislation which is possibly and is still, as far as I know, being rejected by the South African Local Government Association, SALGA. And we're talking about the new act, which some have even said it's possibly stillborn because it's not going to be accepted. What are your thoughts on this, the new act?
Look, SALGA has raised a good point that actually the new legislation prevents municipalities from making revenue out of the retail of electricity. What surprises me is how long it took for them to actually pick up a salient point, have regulation that was taken through Parliament, and as a result, with regards to the Electricity Amendment Bill, and that Electricity Amendment Bill literally strips away all municipalities' rights to actually, you know, buy electricity and retail it. So this issue should have long been picked up, but it hasn't been picked up. It was only after the President had ascended to signing the bill into legislation and into an act that they actually trumped against and decided that they don't agree with the legislation, which is quite surprising given the results that we are now already in an already legislated environment. So the points are valid. Municipalities, according to the new bill, are prevented from actually retailing and actually selling electricity. It's supposed to be an entities that are now currently empowered, which actually falls onto the role of the private industries to do the retailing of that. So that was a bit of an oversight. On the cyber side, saying that there must be a privatization of electricity retailing, it's going to be a problem. Why? Because currently the generator of electricity and the legislation under Eskom. So how does Eskom produce electricity as a private, as a national company? But at the same time, you are prevented, even when you enjoy the monopoly, from selling that electricity. So it's a bit of a dichotomy environment, and I don't know how they're going to negotiate around it.
And I believe investor confidence is also a bit tepid because of what they see as wide-ranging ministerial discretion.
Yeah. So, look, the issue of the crisis is electricity into law is a national priority to be protected. The minute you privatize electricity is like taking water and privatizing it. We know in the private sector, everything else that is privatized becomes a commodity that is actually sold on the basis of its scarcity, not the basis of its abundance. Right now, we're enjoying the availability of electricity from Eskom on the basis that it is actually almost abundant, because the state, when they built this electricity infrastructure, they made sure that there is enough electricity provided for in respect to South Africa's economic needs. But what was not actually put it into context was, will there be a situation whereby Eskom will need to be privatized? Remember when Eskom was built, according to legislation, they took away all the private companies, the Victoria Falls Power Company, they took away the Johannesburg Power Company, and they amalgamated and created a law to nationalize them. Now they changed that law. They want to change that almost 100-year law, which was created in 1924, to say now privatize it and make electricity retailing to be under private hands. We are going to have a crisis of note if that happens in South Africa. There will be a situation where ordinary people, especially poor indigenous households, will not afford electricity.
And this is what I'm wondering, if whether it's my own misreading of it or lack of understanding of this, the various laws that have been enacted, as you talk about access to transmission and distribution. For instance, if we look at the Power Producer Procurement Program of 2006 and an Independent System Operator Bill in 2012, do they speak to the Electricity Regulation Amendment Act, especially if it was created to end state monopoly? But now this particular law paves the way for Eskom to end its transmission business over the next 5 years, even though I understand that the new coal-fired stations are designed to operate for 50 years. Does that make sense?
Look, the legislation currently has its own problems. It does not make sense. Because they should have created two parallel streams of this legislation. One, they should have created the protection of Eskom under its national environment, whereby it enjoys monopoly over the creation and the generation, distribution and transmission of electricity at a monopoly level. Because the economy that we're dealing with is a developing economy which requires support, that requires a lot of subsidization, especially in order to accommodate the poor of our society, the households that cannot afford to pay for electricity, that by legislation have an entitled right to receive electricity even if they do not afford it. So how do you then say you're going to provide for an environment where you privatize electricity and yet you have an act that says electricity is a human right, as well as it must be provided for free to those that are indigent? How do you balance up the two? And that is why there's been a huge problem in the current environment. Eskom should not have been touched or changed in its current form. They should have said to the private independent power producers that produce your own electricity, find independent customers, ask for Eskom's concession under the current new company, which is called the National Transmission Company of South Africa, NTCSA. We will then give you willing agreements, which means you bring electricity into the grid. If your customer you're producing from Cape Town, your customer is in Limpopo, we will wheel that particular electricity for you right up to the end point of your customer at a nominal fee, because we are trying to encourage the production of electricity and generation of it. But there was a lot of mixed-up emotions, and everybody was running for a liberal idea of saying the privatization of Eskom is the best thing to do. Remember, this is part of the unbundling of Eskom.
Adil, I'm hoping that there is going to be a call coming through, because I've just received a message from Sudu saying that they don't agree with your analysis, but we'll get to that in just a moment. Unfortunately, they say they are unable to call in, but they're basically saying that the NTCSA cannot stand alone. As it supplies municipalities, and it's not possible even if they privatize, that Eskom has SCLA with IPPs. Now, I want to talk about some of the wording of, and perhaps you can respond to that, but also part of the wording of the new act. It grants third-party access to infrastructure around distribution and access, but access is not defined. Is that going to be a problem?
You know, in terms of the defined access or undefined access, the legislation right now says anyone who produces electricity and wants to have that generated electricity distributed, meaning through transmission, through Eskom's infrastructure, they enjoy that privilege. And already several companies, which I would have given you of reference, have already been licensed to can now be distributors independently of electricity, are already under license. A couple of companies a month ago were given these licenses, and there was still already an objection on those companies. So it matters not. Even Eskom took those companies and took NERSA to court for allowing those companies to have their own independent distribution away from the new entity, which is NTCSA. You see, so when they created this legislation, they didn't think thorough. We made submissions, numerous submissions, on what should be allowed under the unbundling, which is under the, Electricity Regulation Amendment Act, and what should not be allowed. What we said should not be allowed is the breaking up of ESCO and putting up into three entities. The secondary part of it is they should create a standalone environment for IPPs to operate, generate, and transmit using the current agreement under willing agreement to work with ESCOM's infrastructure for national transmission base. You know, and all of those comments and inputs, we wrote them in documented. We even did parliamentary presentations on how it should be attended to. But for some reason, somehow, when they finalized the legislation, they overlooked most of the salient points.
Right. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Adil. Adil Ntebeling, energy expert, just speaking to us about the proposition of privatizing energy, that municipalities should appoint private companies on a concession basis to renew municipal infrastructure and manage the whole electricity function in terms of long-term contracts. Certainly, that's what the South African Association of Independent Power Producers is saying, and we're unfortunately unable to bring SIPA on, but hopefully we will be able to. And if you have a point of view about this, please do share with us. Some of these are very, very technical. And here saying that there's no way government needs to put in IRP into place. When will that happen? And when is... if you could also explain to us in basic man on the street terms so that we can understand what role would IRPs play. So hopefully we will be able to get somebody to shed light on this. But if you understand it better and you'd like to talk to us, 086-000-959, 086-000-959, please call in. And our WhatsApp line is 063-688-0959. Our SMS line is 36959. And thanks for calling in and rather sharing your thoughts. It is an interesting and complex one, isn't it? There obviously will be concessions that are needed to be made to fix and expand and maintain the municipal infrastructure, but that's a subject for another day for now.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.